morning, everyone. Happy Halloween. This was a dare. So let's have some fun since we have to be at a professional meeting on Halloween, right? So thank you for that very nice introduction. And for those of you who aren't familiar with our research center, we call it CPH New, which is up at the top. We are a research center for excellence to promote healthier workforce. We're one of four of those funded centers in the country, funded by NIOSH. A key focus for our research program is to evaluate benefits and barriers of implementing workplace health improvement programs that combine both the domains of occupational safety and health promotion. And today I'm going to be talking about the results of a survey done with Massachusetts employers to assess program practices in these both domains, in which we tried to see whether companies are doing this, integrating occupational health and health promotion. Okay, this slide speaks for itself, although I'm supposed to read it, I think. No disclosures. So, in the field of health promotion, we recognize that the social determinants of health play a vital role in the health status of the population. Didn't know this slide was going to be graded like this. I'm going to try and get it all on one page here. Many of you have probably seen this health impact pyramid. The health impact pyramid illustrates this concept, showing that how interventions aimed at improving social and environmental conditions have the greatest potential for positive health outcomes. The workplace, like other community settings, is an important environment to consider when thinking about the social determinants of health. Working conditions are an important source of physical hazards, like loud noise, heavy lifting, and also psychosocial stressors, for example, harassment and high job demands coupled with low control. And these are well known to increase the risks for chronic conditions like cardiovascular disease, musculoskeletal disorder, and mental health concerns like depression. Occupational safety and health programs, which help to assure safe working conditions, are rarely carried out in coordination with workplace health promotion programs. I say this just anecdotally. In workplace health promotion literature, there is some evidence to suggest that better health outcomes could be achieved if workplace health promotion programs address both the conditions of work and health behavior of individual employees. The survey results presented in this session is a first step towards measuring the extent of coordination in actual practice among Massachusetts a sample of Massachusetts employers. So here was the survey. In 2008, Massachusetts Department of Public Health surveyed a random sample of Massachusetts employers to learn about policies and programs that promote health and well-being of employees. This slide shows the sampling strategy in that they tried to get organizations from around the state, and they targeted companies with 11 or more employees. And this cutoff was done because in 2006, with our healthcare reform in Massachusetts, it was this size organization and above that was targeted for to require the provision of employer-sponsored health insurance. Of the 3,000 surveys distributed, they received 890 back. And while 30% may not look, terribly robust, they thought it was, it's considered pretty good, given that there wasn't any financial incentive to complete the survey. Here are the main domains that were contained in the survey instrument, and I'm going to talk to you today about these two main ones highlighted in blue, all the questions around worksite health promotion activities and those questions related to occupational safety and health, because these are the two that we analyzed. And here were our main study questions. Are the responses in worksite health promotion practices correlated with those of occupational safety and health? And then we did have one question specific where we asked the person filling out the survey, how often does occupational safety and health coordinate efforts with health and wellness activities in the workplace? So I'm going to show you the results from that question as well. Here are the workplaces that responded. So those, again, 890 workplaces. The raw numbers are on the left. The yellow highlighted column shows you how those shows you the frequencies, and these are weighted to try and be more aligned with the actual distribution in sizes and industry type in the Massachusetts workplace. Okay, so how did we score them? we've used a very simple scoring mechanism. We actually, for the worksite health promotion questions, we created two subscales, one around workplace health promotion activities, or WHPA, and these are the questions that related to asking the company if they have certain kinds of health promotion activities going on in the workplace. For example, are you doing HRAs, do you provide yoga programs, those things that the individual employees can partake in. There were 17 possible points with that, and we used a 100% scale, so if you answered yes to all 17, we gave you 100%, and that would be your score for that. If you answered only half of them with a yes response, we would give you 50%. So very simple. The next subscale was workplace health promotion policy, and that was more of an indication of organizational policy and management support for programs, more of an indication of infrastructure management support. So, for example, does your wellness program, do you have a committee of people who are organizing the program or overseeing the program? Do you have an assigned budget? Do you have a written policy? Those kinds of things. And again, yes responses earned points. There were 15 possible points there. We also computed an overall score in which we summed workplace health promotion activities with policy, so that's more of an overall. And then lastly, we have an occupational health and safety score. Again, all the yes responses to policies and resources addressing safety and health. So here generally are some of the results to give you an idea of what kinds of scores came back. On the x-axis is the employer size, the organization size. The red bars are workplace health promotion activities. The blue are the policy and management support. You can see that they track each other pretty well. And then the yellow bar is the occupational health and safety scores. Overall, occupational safety and health, the scores were higher. The mean score was 47.5, whereas the health promotion is more around the 20%. So from this side, this slide, you can see that overall there's more occupational safety and health programs going on than workplace health promotion. And overall activity increases as you increase employer size, which is what we expected. This is what you see in the literature. Wow, time flies. These are the data by industry. But I'm going to go on to the main point, the main research questions. So here's the results of the main things we were trying to look at. Is workplace health promotion practice and occupational safety and health practice correlated in this sample? And here we see we saw moderate correlation for each of the policy and the activity score and the overall scores. We then looked to see if unionization made a difference, and lo and behold, it does. So we saw that the scores for each of workplace health promotion and occupational health and safety were lower if you reported that you did not have any unionization within your workplace. So if you reported at least some, the scores tended to be higher. Expect this as well, because for those places that have more safety and health programs, more hazardous work environments, you would expect those environments to be more unionized. So it's hard to separate that out. Okay, and then the results for this particular question is occupational safety and health and workplace health promotion coordinated in your workplace? About 28%. Well, 28% responded yes, often or always. And we also noticed that there were higher rates of more people tended, the larger organizations tended to answer yes to this more so than the smaller organizations. And manufacturing, healthcare, and construction were industry sectors that tended also to report yes to this question. So we attempted here to measure the prevalence of coordination of worksite health promotion and occupational safety and health integration in practice. We found moderate correlation between scores in these two domains. Employers that are doing more programming overall tended to report more coordination in these two domains. And lastly, there's a lot of room to grow. We'd like to see, of course, more workplace health promotion programming going on. And I'd like to just talk a little bit about the strengths and limitations. We felt that the sampling strategy here was a strength in that there was systematic sampling of both organizations of all sizes in the public and the private sector. Again, response rate could be a constraint here. And also these responses were self-report, so we did not have anything to validate against. And then the generalizability of these results will depend on the industry mix. States that have different kinds of industries will be, maybe these results might not hold as true in states that have different kinds of industry mixes and different kinds of health and safety regulations in their state. And in Massachusetts, we're not sure of the impact on health reform on these results. So, for instance, with the new laws of companies needing to provide employer-sponsored health care, we're not sure if having better health care and more health care coverage will bring more prevention resources from those insurers to bear for the employees, or if the funds that would have supported in-house health promotion activities would be diverted instead into the health insurance costs. And I'd like to acknowledge several people who, in addition to the employers, were very important for the study. If anyone wants to see the results overall of the survey, there was a report published, and it's posted on the Massachusetts Public Health Department website. It's called Creating a Culture of Health Organizational Approaches to Promoting and Protecting Employee Health. So I'll leave that up in case you'd like to copy that down. Okay. Thanks very much.